My AIDS talk is titled GAP SEAL, that stands for Geography, Architecture, Planning, Science, Engineering, Art and Literature. To my knowledge, no professional worth his salt has ever looked at the problem of the built environment as holistically as I have done. Therefore, I urge you to pay attention to what I have to say with sustained keener interest. In everything tangible that the Homo sapiens species creates, invariably both the hemispheres of the human brain come into active play. The right brain caters to the emotional needs of art, that is, concepts, ideas, images, while the left brain responds to the rational imperatives of science, such as materials, methods, construction. It will be conceded that without the sustained contribution of the two faculties of emotion, that is, the function of the right brain, and reason, function of the left brain, human civilization cannot advance. Yet the two opposed cerebral powers are seldom exercised intelligently in a balanced manner. The result is that an overdose of emotion produces myths and superstitions, while excessive reason leads to mammonism and self-centeredness. An epoch-making scientific discovery was made by the American neurosurgeon Dr. Roger Sperry that there are two separate sides of the human brain. He received the Nobel Prize in Medicine for this discovery in 1981. According to him, each hemisphere of the human brain has its own private sensations, perceptions, thoughts, and ideas, all of which are cut off from the corresponding experiences in the opposite hemisphere. In many respects, each disconnected hemisphere appears to have a separate mind of its own. I'm now going to express in my poetry my idea of artists working in different media. The original verse is in Urdu, which I have translated into English poetry. The first necessity is creativity is a prerequisite of humanity. The Urdu couplet goes like this. Nagmazan shair musavvar kuch to ho varna tera ae bashar is dair mein aana na aana ek hai. The English version. Be a singer, poet, painter, at least something, otherwise, O man, your advent into the world is a living demise. The next is about the sculptor who in Urdu is called a Bhut Tarash. Fun Bhut Tarash ka hai nirala funoon mein, rakhta hai kya bayan ki rawani janoon mein, باطن سے ذوق و شوق سے ظاہر اسے کرے دنیا جو مورتوں کی بسے اس کے خون میں. Novel among the arts is art of the sculptor. It has the flow of expression that in passion swells. From the hidden it manifests by taste and fervor, the world of idols that in its blood dwells. The world of idols that in his blood dwells. The next is the painter who is called a musavvar. Tabe tasavvarat se tasveer ban gayi, takhleeq apni aap hi tadbeer ban gayi, pesha se hai musavvari ka martaba buland, fankar ke liye to ye takdeer ban gayi. A picture gets done by the imagination's power. Creativity by itself finds its own best technique. art of painting is higher than its vocational stature. For the painter, it's his destiny unique. Now, poetry, according to the Indian tradition, which has listed 64 fine arts, the topmost five in descending order are poetry, music, painting, sculpture, and architecture. To celebrate this unique status, here is my ode to poetry. Funune latifa mein rutba sukhan ka buland itna jaise iram ke chaman ka biyane salim iska wahid hunar hai taqaza yahi to hai takhleeq e fun ka. Among the fine arts, the status of poetry is as high as that of the Garden of Eden. Perfect expression is its unique artistry. This indeed is creativity's signal condition. The next is architecture, which, as you are familiar, I have urged to speak for itself. Khalwat ki fizaon mein karun jalwatein paida, jo khaak mein pinha hain wo ho suratein paida. Utroon mein lahu ban ke rage sang mein jis dam, hoon taaj o ajanta si haseen moortein paida. In desolate emptinesses I am creating habitations, forms that lie hidden in dust become manifestations, when I course like blood through the veins of stone. Taaj and ajanta emerge as beautiful configurations. Music is called mausiki, so here is a quatrain for it. Main hoon nawaye rooh bashar kainat mein, sun lo mujhe na aaun nazar kainat mein. Arpan saraswati ke dare paak par rahun, izhare haq hai mera hunar kainat mein. I am the sound of man's soul in the cosmos. Hear you may, but me you can't discern in the cosmos. I pay constant obeisance at Saraswati's sacred door. My art is truth's divine expression in the cosmos. Human settlements in the form of built environment, which being the largest single contributor to the making of civilizations, the kind of role emotion and reason play during workaday existence is crucial, determining as it does what we are in for and where we are headed. Prompted by the intrinsic force of this premise, I have noticed a glaring gap, GAP, between the three basic indispensable disciplines of geography, architecture, and planning. The aim of this talk is to discuss and determine if we could together seal, which stands for science, engineering, that is technology also, architecture and literature, which stands for humanities, the gap, which stands for geography, architecture and planning, by our expertise and experience drawn from many varied fields, by adopting a holistic approach to the amelioration of pitiable pathology of the human condition. The acronym SEAL, S-E-A-L, may be noted to represent the four major fields of human endeavor, the humanities, art, science, and technology. The humanities, which includes philosophy, history, economics, and other disciplines that are classifiable as such, together think. Art, such as visual, performing, and literary, expresses. Science, natural and biological sciences, explores. Technology, that stands for materials, means, methods, processes, invents. Architecture, by its very nature and scope, has the unique capacity to actually use the inputs from the four major fields of human endeavor, the humanities, arts, science and technology, in its conception, creation and construction. That should facilely substantiate the common claim that architecture is the matrix of civilization.